The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern visits Rutgers on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Let's just go right to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Paul Banks to Sports Bank.
Hey, Coach. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Doing excellent. I'm working on a mid-season lighthearted survey kind of feature here, and I wanted to get your thoughts on the trend in college football of turnover props, like the turnover chain at Miami, the FSU turnover bag, et cetera. And what would be your reaction if your guys kind of came to you with one of those?
Yeah, I think if the guys came to me, it would be something we would discuss in the off season. You know, right now our focus is on trying to get better as a football team, but sounds like just the next new gimmick in college football. I'm sure it's fun for the kids. So if our guys wanted to do it and it wasn't a distraction, it was something team-based, I'm sure we would have some fun with it.
Cool. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Terry Hutchins, CNHI Sports.
Morning, Coach. I was just curious, with the new redshirt rule, and now we're a little over halfway into the season, and maybe some situations are developing where you're going to have to decide whether you're going to play somebody more than 4 games or whatever. And just kind of your thoughts on the rule, if you like the way it is, it looks like it's going to play out.
Yeah, Terry, I think it's one of the best rules that have been created in a long, long time for college football. First and foremost, from a health and safety standpoint for the student athletes, it gives us an opportunity if a guy gets, you know, obviously nicked up to continue to protect his opportunity for 5 years at a university. And then also if injuries do arise, it allows us to add instant depth into our programs. If a young man's good enough to play as a freshman, he's going to play regardless in our program. I'm not going to have that rule go into play per se. And then also, you know, where the health is at the position specifically as we move forward. So I think it's a great rule. I think it obviously benefits us as coaches on a selfish standpoint from opportunity to have control of our full rosters. I do think it's a big advantage for the home team currently. They have access to their entire roster. I think it's something that's got to be looked at and talked about. The travel rosters were adjusted by the Big Ten to 74 at the start of the season. From a waiver standpoint, that's got to get approved, I think, conference-wide in the future. I don't think 74 is enough. With this rule and your ability to use all your roster, I think we got to really seriously think about how many should be able to dress for the home and road team, because I think one of the unintended consequences is not only has the home team always had an advantage, but now they might even have more of an advantage with the access to their entire roster. So I think it's a great rule. Look forward to continuing to tweak it as we move forward, and just appreciative to have the opportunity to play all of our guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate it. Go Cats. Bye-bye.